This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 to the Three Stooges. Two Stooges and Denise. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of things this second hour. If you want to call in, call us. Yeah, there you go. Radio Law Talk. 1-800-855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Go to our website, www.radiolawtalk.com. You know what? If you are listening to this live from our website, please call your local radio station and remind them that you need to put Radio Law Talk on. Welcome to the Armed Forces Radio Network. This is our first week with the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for putting us on worldwide. This is exciting for us, and thank you, those men and women in uniform, for serving our country. You know what? A couple of things we're going to get into. The first thing we want to talk about as we get going is the Manafort trial that Todd and I know Denise has talked some about it, but Todd and I have extensively talked about it. I didn't tell you this, Denise, but I was on the air Friday on a national radio show. They talked to me a lot about this, and I've got 3 hours worth of discussion, and Todd and I talked about it in detail, but there's some interesting things going on with the Manafort trial.
And with the judge.
Yeah,
and
with
the judge.
The judge is a character. He is a character.
Yes, and we're going to talk about that this hour, because that's fun. We already talked about Charlie Sheen. I just tweeted out, if you want to look at our Twitter account, go look at the tweets we're putting out. We're going to talk about Harvey Weinstein again. The Trump administration lawsuit about the family separation issue, duck boats. We got all kinds of things going on. But welcome back to hour number two. And thank you, Amargosa Valley, for listening in again, one of our favorite areas that carries our radio station. Which, by the way, is it's kind of outside of Las Vegas. It's not too far outside Las Vegas. So.
Near Area 51, is that right, Cal?
Right there. It is right there.
Well, let's talk about the Manafort trial. Okay.
All right.
So Mueller, we've been talking all along about Mueller, this investigation that's going on. I mean, whether or not it's political, is or isn't a political issue. But Manafort, let's go over who Manafort is. He is basically what he does for a living. In his law firm, he's a lawyer, is kind of like a consultant. They're consultants to individuals in political instances. And he was a campaign person and then later manager for Trump in 2016. Mm-hmm. And he has a guy by the name of Gates who's his partner. And or at least business partner
Thank you for clarifying there.
Thank you for clarifying. He is a business partner. And the issue comes down around 2014. People think it's all political, and it may be political. I'm not saying it's not. But in 2014, they start investigating him even before he gets involved with Donald Trump. Okay, and they're investigating him for some of his things that are happening as he was a consultant for the former president of Ukraine?
The Ukraine,
and who was somehow tied with Russia, and they wanted to see kind of what was going on there, so they start investigating him. He has a lot of offshore accounts. Individuals have testified or have said that, look, they haven't testified yet, but they've said apparently, and this is, by the way, all allegations, everything we say is allegations at this point, that so far they would get checks from foreign country, a foreign area of a company they never heard of, you know, like Todd's post-dated
two-party out-of-state post-dated check.
Similar
absolute
type of thing.
Currency.
So kind of what's going on is they now bring him a grand jury indicts him in Virginia. Now, there's two cases going on.
Two cases.
We've got one in Washington, D.C., and we've got one in Virginia. Now, those a lot of people just hear the basics. They don't realize there's two separate cases. The one in Washington, D.C. is, by the way, the judge overseeing that is an Obama-appointed judge. Obama-appointed in D.C.
That's right.
The one in Virginia is a Reagan-appointed judge that is kind of leans more conservative in the state of Virginia. The state of Virginia is going after Manafort for tax evasion, tax issues, tax evasion, bank fraud, all that type of stuff. And the Washington, D.C. Case that's going on, that I think is supposed to be heard in May, Todd. Well, not May. I can't remember when that
I think it's September or October.
September or October.
Yeah, it's coming.
That one, Todd, is about what?
That's about the failure to register as a foreign agent.
That's right.
So
a foreign lobbying agent, specifically, right?
Yeah. And what happens is if you're going to lobby on behalf of a foreign entity,
right,
you have to register with the Department of Justice, and that's why we have a differing jurisdiction. The D.C. case is in, or the tax case is in Virginia, because that's where he resided.
Before Judge Ellis,
and the failure to register as a foreign agent lobbyist is in D.C., because the entity you have to register with is the DOJ there in D.C.
And that's Judge
Amy
Jackson.
And that's where a lot of the activities also occurred.
Right. Yes.
And there's a distinction between being a lobbyist domestically and foreign lobbyist. When you're domestic, if you're not lobbying officials or trying to get to politicians or something like that, there's a different procedure for the signing up to be, I'm registering to be that type of lobbyist. And so he initially started to argue he wasn't doing those type of things, but that doesn't matter when you are a foreign agent lobbyist.
Right. So there's an interesting thing that Todd and I were talking about, Denise, on Friday. Tell the statistics, Todd, that you found about someone being prosecuted for not registering as a foreign lobbyist.
And this comes right from the DOJ website. And the statistics,
right.
The history of prosecutions. Now, this law
started.
This law has been in place since the 30s and 40s. It was significantly amended to its current state, its current format, in about 1965, 1966. So since its amendment to its current format, there have been exactly 3 prosecutions for violation, none of which have resulted in convictions. It's a very difficult standard, very rarely relied upon by the DOJ for lawsuits, but that's what Paul Manafort is facing.
Okay.
In D.C., that trial is supposed to begin sometime later this
year.
In
fact, Paul Manafort tried to move the Virginia trial to D.C. and put them together, and Judge Ellis denied that.
Yeah, so Judge Ellis is the Virginia judge. So let's back up another step. So what happened is in the D.C., it seemed like the D.C. one came first, and then once that happened, he was released on his own recognizance to be at home. It was a bond that he had to post.
Yes.
But apparently they claim he went out and started tampering with witnesses, and the judge, Amy Jackson in D.C., revoked his
Revoked his release on bail
and put him in jail in solitary confinement.
That's right. So he is now being held on a no bail hold. So if he prevails in Virginia. The trial is going on right now. If he wins in Virginia and is acquitted of everything, he's still in solitary confinement under the authority of the D.C. case.
Right. So now we're going for... Go ahead, Denise.
Well, what's interesting in the Virginia case is that his accountants and CPAs now are really majorly involved, and one of them has turned state's evidence.
Yes, and so we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. We're going to talk about the Virginia case that's going on now, the Washington one's coming up, and a little bit about Judge Ellis and what we as lawyers kind of know and have seen happen in courts before. I have with the judges. The key and most important thing as a lawyer, know your judge.
Give us a call at 855-LAW-RADIO and let us know what you think, or if you have any specific questions, we would love to answer them. Or tweet us at Radio Law Talk, or even use hashtag Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at Penny & Associates.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on. Smile. Oh, honey. He's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah. Maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
Oh, come on.
We're back talking about the Manafort trial, which is basically Mueller has brought this forth. A couple of things about Judge Ellis in the Virginia case. Judge Ellis is very, very well respected. He is a Harvard Law School grad. Other than that, Rodriguez was here, luckily. He's a U.S. Navy man. He's a lieutenant. He was appointed by Reagan July 1st, 1987. This is part of the U.S. District Court of Virginia. He's issued over 1,000 published decisions. He has what's called senior status. And those of you who don't know what senior status means that it's almost like a semi-retirement. They're still there, but they are a little, they're retired, they're semi-retired, okay? He's had a number of famous Taliban cases. The famous John Walker Lynn case. American Taliban. He was the one that sentenced him. He was the sentencing judge, and
he's 78 years old, and he doesn't have to do like full on scheduling, right? Yeah. Doesn't that
that's right.
what it means?
That's
but
right.
he can take cases as he needs.
31 years on the bench is a long time.
Cal, you have a caller.
Yeah, Angel is on the telephone, and he has a question for us about Judge Ellis.
Go ahead.
Hey, so I noticed that Judge Ellis is kind of. He does weird things on the bench, maybe because he's been there so long. So my question is it normal for judges, or maybe just Judge Ellis, to be kind of funny?
Okay, thanks for the call.
I would say often judges have a sense of humor, and sometimes it's twisted. I've seen a judge have a case before him where there was a particular people before him were a certain race, and he had a little bobblehead doll of that race, and that little ball head's going around on his desk. That, to me, was off color, and I didn't really think that was appreciated, but that was his sense of humor.
I've come across judges that have senses of humor. There's some judges I've come across that, you know, if you didn't know any better, you'd think they could host, like, Letterman or Late Night, because it's just really funny. I had an incident once with a judge who knew me and always liked to give me crap for a better term, and it was always in jest. It was never serious. And I had a case there with a client, and his family was there. And all we were doing was seeking a simple continuance. And this judge is filling in, and the judge starts giving me grief. Well, Mr. Kunin, why don't we do this? Why am I not taking somebody into cut? And he's messing with me the whole time, and I get it. And then the judge grants the continuance, and we go to walk out, and my client's family is white as a sheet, paranoid, because they think it was all serious.
Yeah.
And they didn't know. And I said, look, the judge was just messing with me. Your son was never going to go into custody. So that's where it can really start to cross
the
line.
Well, you're trained, too. As a judge, you're trained not to let that happen, actually.
Right.
You're not supposed to point out one side or the other.
Don't you think the problem is that sometimes they just sit up there in those robes and they get bored? So they have to kind of come up with some pithy comments and maybe do something to inject a little humor into the whole thing?
Oh, well, I'll tell you right now.
Seems like it's a boring job.
You are identifying why Todd Kunin could never be a judge.
I'll tell you right now, I know a number of judges, and you know one of some of the problems that they have, and judges really have this issue. Here's the inside look. Some of them try not to laugh.
Yes.
Sometimes it's funny, or it's a real serious thing that is a funny. You
like
know,
a word which sets you know, off sometimes just in the wrong way.
Or sometimes it's like a real serious trial, and as there is one trial. As the two of them dressed up in Darth Maul costumes, and okay. And how do you as a judge not laugh, you know?
I had a trial once as a prosecutor, and the defense attorney said something during closing argument that was a it was a female, and it was a sexual reference of nature germane to the trial. But she said that during closing argument to the jury. And, yeah, I know the judge. I know the clerk. I could not look to my left where the judge and the clerk and everybody was, because if I did, we would have all lost it. It was hilarious, but you had to keep your face down, look forward.
And Judge Ellis gets kind of mad. The funny thing is, the prosecutors are getting into lavish spending and having all this money for suits and spending over $1 million on these suits and getting out, and that makes Judge Ellis mad. He's like, "Hello, we are not here to prove that this guy is an overspender.
It's not a crime to have money, and it's not a crime."
Right.
Just because enough is enough, he said, because we don't convict people because they have a lot of money and throw it around and show off, right?
You know, here's something that's interesting. I think one of the more interesting things that we can get into that people don't probably understand is at the when they're opening statements, the judge hammered the prosecutor because he kept bringing out evidence, and he didn't say the important words that we know you have to say, the evidence will show. Or, and he kept saying, this is just basically proven his case. And the judge says, you mean the evidence will show that is. So those of you who don't understand this part, when you, in an opening of a trial, you're just kind of telling what's going to happen. This is not evidence.
Proof.
Yeah. You're not. This is not evidence. So you have to say the proof will show, the evidence will show. And the judge hammered on the prosecutor for saying, you're not saying the word or the words specifically, the evidence will show. And you need to do that. The judge kept telling him.
There's a key distinction that I see just biffed all the time in news articles. And it is in what they call the opening and the closing. In the opening, it's an opening statement. In the closing, it's a closing argument.
Right.
You don't argue the case in the opening. And the distinction here is, in a closing argument, now you're free to tell the jury what the evidence means, how you want them to interpret it,
there
and everything.
Go.
At the statement, in the opening statement, it's just, this is what we intend to show you. And it keeps it as allegations versus argument, and Judge Ellis is reeling in the prosecution to keep them from arguing in their opening statement.
In fact, sometimes, have you said this? I've said it at the very beginning. Now, everything I say now in this opening statement is what we're going to show, or the evidence is going to show. Even though you say it every once in a while, sometimes you forget to say it, so you don't tick the judge off. But that's the first thing he's jumping on. So we're going to get into more issues of Judge Ellis and his personalities and some fun things that he's doing. And then we're going to talk about details of the case, what's going on, how it's going to affect the case, and as us lawyers, have we seen this happen before? We'll be right back with Radio Law Talk.
More Radio Law Talk coming up right here. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys...
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A Massachusetts college employee has been placed on leave after calling campus police to investigate an African-American student eating lunch in a common room this week. Smith College in Northampton says it's investigating the incident and has apologized to student Umu Kanodie.
It just still upsets me to just talk about it because I don't even feel safe on my own campus and I'm away from home. I'm the first in my family to go to college. I'm doing this not only for me but for my family.
The college president says the staff will undergo anti-bias training after that incident. A double stabbing on a Bay Area rapid transit train in Oakland Friday after a fight broke out between two men. This woman was there.
It was just super, super aggressive and enough to make someone bleed and, like, the blood staining the chairs.
Neither injury was life-threatening. It's the same station where a woman was fatally stabbed last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Chair owners, this is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Talking about
Judge Ellis. It's Law Jam. We have your in personam jurisdiction.
Law Jam will talk to you.
We'll be exchanging legal briefs later on in the show.
Hard pass. All right, Denise, so we're talking about Ellis. Tell us some funny things that, I mean, you were talking about some things that he's done.
I just loved it because when somebody said, the prosecutor said that they may or may not call Gates. And Gates seems to be pretty much somebody that's going to have to be.
He was a co-defendant in the case.
And he's now turned state's evidence.
Yes.
And once that was said, all the reporters ran out of the room to go get their, you know, get that out in the news right away. And Ellis said that the court reporters, they scurried out of there like rats running out of a sinking ship.
Awesome.
He actually said that, and I thought that was the funniest thing.
He doesn't care. Why?
He says, I don't care if you're going to call him. You know who you're going to call. If you're going to call him, then this debate over this exhibit is a waste of time.
Yeah.
So he got upset because they were trying to get an exhibit in that really should have been brought in with Gates being the one to authenticate it.
Right.
And they were trying to get it in the back doorway, and there's a big fight over it, and he's like, you call him.
One thing to keep in mind is that any time there is an argument over the admissibility of evidence or they're arguing over who's going to call a witness at what time and when this happens, when that argument arises, the court will have the jury leave the jury box so that this is not taking place in front of the jury, so that all the jury hears is the evidence that the court has already said, I will or will not allow to come in. And the only time they ever hear a debate is if somebody asks a question that the other side thinks is inappropriate, like a hearsay question. So the jury will hear something like this, objection, hearsay, overruled, and they move on. That's the only thing that the jury is supposed to hear. So these statements, you know, that Judge Ellis is making about rats scurrying away from a sinking ship, and other comments he's made about admonishing the attorneys for rolling their eyes as they get up to leave the courtroom, when Judge Ellis told the prosecution, well, if you don't call Gates, I don't see how you're going to make your case, which is something significant Fred and I could talk about in just a moment. Those type statements are not occurring in front of the jury, because if they were, the prosecution would have a huge problem. The defense would have a huge problem, and they'd look at having to do this thing over again. Both sides would be saying, regardless of the outcome, that it was inappropriately tainted by the judge. The better argument would be the defense for making those statements.
So we keep mentioning Gates. Gates is a business partner and what worked under Manafort under the Trump campaign, and was like a consultant, a political consultant with Paul Manafort. But here's the interesting thing. So they both got charged, right?
That's right.
What happened, though, Gates turned state's evidence and said he'll testify, basically, we assume, against Manafort for a lesser sentencing, or we don't know the details of that.
I'm not sure that he got charged in the Virginia case,
he got charged in both.
He did, okay.
Yes. So here's my point. My point is, this is very interesting that we need to understand. They dropped the charges against him without prejudice.
That's right.
Now, what people say, what does that mean? Why is that important? Because they still have him on the hook. Without prejudice means the DA or the prosecutors or the government can recharge him. So, depending upon what this guy, Gates, is going to testify, if they don't like it, they can recharge him. And so that's what's interesting. They almost, I don't want to say it's extortion because it's not, but it's like, if you don't testify the way we want you to, we're going to charge you.
Yeah, but what if, now, just the other side of this, what if Manafort testifies against Gates? Then they could bring charges based on Manafort's testimony as well.
They could, except that when you look at the overall scheme of this, the big fish they're going after is Manafort. And the reason they're going after Manafort is because ultimately Mueller is, so look at it this way, Mueller has put pressure on Gates to turn on Manafort. What they really want to do is put pressure on Manafort to turn against Trump.
Right.
Okay? Because the overall, and this is what Ellis has said here, in pretrial rulings, he came right out in the middle of one argument with these guys saying, you guys don't want Manafort. You guys don't want him. What you really want is Trump.
Yeah, and he said it's political.
And he said, this is political. You're going after this guy because the person you really want is the guy sitting in the White House. And that made news about a month and a half ago when he said this.
Right.
And look, I can't sit here and say that Mueller, look, when there's smoke, there's fire. That's what Mueller is of the opinion of. And I think that he is looking at Manafort saying, hold on a second here. Here's a guy who worked as a lobbyist for the Ukrainian president or dictator.
Which was pro-Russia at the time.
Which was pro-Russia at the time. And he was running your campaign for a period of time.
And then there was contact between your people and Russians.
And ultimately had to step down. Ostensibly because the public found out about the relationship between Manafort and the Ukrainian president. And so, you know, if he is the leader of your campaign and he has ties with Russia, and there is evidence that, or the allegation that Russia is helping the Trump campaign, Manafort may have some very useful information for us. But Manafort has clammed up and not said a thing to them, and they're trying to put pressure on him to see if he'll talk.
Yeah, I do think that he may be guilty of some crimes.
They found
some Cyprus accounts. Now, he's not ever disclosed these Cyprus accounts. That is big. That is big.
Now, here's the thing. He may be guilty of some crimes, but let's look at the punishment the Department of Justice is seeking here. They are seeking a period of incarceration for Manafort that will result in his incarceration for the rest of his natural life. And so they are trying to, this is the analysis from the pundits and everybody, and I can't say that it's wrong. It appears they are trying to put pressure on Manafort to say, if you ever hope to see freedom again, if you have information about Mr. Trump, we need it. And that's what Judge Ellis was calling them out on, essentially saying,
if this is about politics, let it go.
Isn't that the ultimate fishing expedition, to hold a guy hostage for information he may or may not have? Is this normal business inside the courts?
I mean, yeah, of course it is.
How can it be?
It can be if the underlying prosecution of Manafort for the income tax evasion and for the failure to register as a foreign agent, if those actually are meritorious, well, then, yeah, you can.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended, you can't trump up charges.
Right, but you're negotiating some kind of a thing with him at that point. You come through for me, I'll come through for you.
Yes.
Well, they haven't negotiated that.
But I'm saying you can't just put a guy in a cell and say, look, you're going to be here forever unless you come through with some unknown information that we think you might have.
But let's look at what's happened in this case so far, okay? So they have done that with Gates.
True.
They have made promises of some lesser, we don't know the extent of, but they've done that with Gates. He is no longer a prosecuted co-defendant in this case and is a witness for the prosecution against Manafort at some point in time.
But he is a convicted felon.
That's true, but whatever deal he got was for a lesser punishment. The accountant that testified yesterday, to the extent that she turned evidence against Trump, against Manafort, did so in exchange for immunity from being prosecuted. And so she's not going to do that unless they come to her and say, look, we have you on this and this and this and this and this, and we're
right.
willing to let it go.
And they do.
If you turn.
Because the falsified tax returns she signed. And as a person signing those, she's would have
if,
been
if
in
she
big
knowing,
trouble.
Right. So the real question is, how deep are they willing to go into this campaign for what started off as a Russian collusion case, and all we're talking about are fairly standard financial crimes by some crooked operators who play at the high level?
The only
but Russian collusion is really not a crime. Collusion's not a crime.
I know.
It's implied in conspiracy. I get that. But it started out as Russian collusion, and what they did find is Russian collusion. They have found, allegedly, Manafort's connection with Ukrainian pro-Russian president that paid him a lot of money for influence.
That's Manafort. How is that Trump yet?
We're not talking.
And
mix them up.
We've got 15 seconds left, but really quickly, Cal, to answer your question.
Yeah.
They will go as far as they believe the perpetrator went to cover it up.
We'll be right back. Talk more about this right after we take our headsets off.
But only temporarily, because there's more Radio Law Talk coming right up right here.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Lenny & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LettyandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growth.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What deal did you strike in order to get you to testify here? You know,
and wouldn't you say anything to save your own self?
That, you know, and you know, the common response when they say that, like nobody, for example, would respond to that and say, you know what, you're right, I would say anything. They're all going to say, no, I wanted to do the right thing and stuff. But the implication, we talked before about closing argument, okay, where each side gets to tell the jury how they think the jury should interpret the evidence, how they argue what the evidence means.
And the testimony,
well,
right?
That's, yeah, I'm using evidence in its broadest right. sense. That is where they would say, ladies and gentlemen, you heard Gates testify that this and this and this happened, but you heard him also testify that he had immunity and you know, he was facing a long time. And our argument, and this is what the defense is going to argue, the person really culpable here is Gates, because the argument that we have seen that the defense team has always said is Gates was the one whose hand was found in the cookie jar, and now he's spinning this yarn to avoid his own a prosecution, because Gates was the guy who was left in charge of all of the money, and if anything is amiss, it's because of what Gates was doing, not because of what Manafort was doing. He trusted Gates, and now he's having to pay for Gates' mistake, and Gates now cut this great deal to sell Manafort down the river. That's going to be the argument made based upon the evidence. If an expert witness testifies, jury's allowed to find out how much they're being paid.
Yep.
You know, if this tax accountant that was the accountant that testified.
There were two accountants. One was the tax.
The one that testified yesterday. The jury's entitled to hear that she testified under an immunity agreement. The argument being, why would somebody need an immunity agreement if they hadn't done something wrong, too?
Right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, there could be something here.
Well, if she didn't, well, hang on. I'm going to argue the other way, which is, if she didn't have an immunity agreement, she would have had to plead the Fifth, and it would never get before the jury. So the only way to get her testimony in was to give her immunity if she told the truth.
Arguments on both sides.
If she doesn't tell the truth, the immunity goes away.
That's right. Arguments on both sides, but the defense is going to argue, well, if she didn't do anything wrong, what does she need an immunity agreement for? Oh, you know, it goes all around. But you're right, Fred. Anybody who testifies, the jury is entitled to hear what sort of compensation, whether it be monetary compensation for experts or a deal that was struck, they're able to hear.
Or
that.
Relationships too.
Whether there
was existing relationships,
yes,
between the prosecutor and an expert, whether or not they typically testify on behalf of the prosecution or the defense all the time. I mean, all of those kind of little nuances they get to ask questions on.
Yeah, We had an investigator or a defense expert used to come in doing toxicology evidence, and they never testified for the prosecution, hadn't testified for a prosecution in probably 20, 25 years. And by that point in time, it got to be where somebody would testify, and you're like, you basically think that no prosecution is ever viable in a DUI case, do you? You always testify for the defense. And yes, I do. And, you know, jury's entitled to hear that, because
yes,
now that's their bias that they come in. They don't think anything.
Exactly.
Right,
so this case we're going to be watching. I don't think it's going to take as long as they thought initially, because Judge Ellis has been really clear. This is not going beyond 3 weeks. We're going to get it done in 3 weeks, and I'm going to make sure that it gets done in 3 weeks. And he is really good at controlling his courtroom.
One of the reasons that I suspected he said that, because he said that in connection with if Gates doesn't testify, you don't have a case type scenario. In federal court, there's Rule 29. And Rule 29 allows for either the court on their own motion or on the motion of the defense at the conclusion of the prosecution's case to make a motion for basically a directed verdict, an acquittal, for lack of evidence sufficient. Basically, the idea is no reasonable jury could convict on this evidence. And the motion can be brought by the court or made by the defense at the conclusion of the prosecution's case in chief, or at the conclusion of the defense in any rebuttal before the case gets submitted to the jury. And so when Judge Ellis came out and said, first, if you don't call Gates, you don't have a case, in essence, and then said subsequent to that, I see this case being done a lot earlier than anyone anticipated, my first thought was, well, there's a problem there for the prosecution from a Rule 29 standpoint, that the court, either on their own motion or on the motion of the defense, could say, you didn't call him, there's not enough evidence, and could grant that as to some counts. However,
I didn't read Ellis's comments that way. I didn't see him saying, if you don't call Gates, you don't have a case. What I heard him say is, you know who you're going to call. You know how much, you know, how long it's going to take. If he's not going to be called, it's going to be a shorter case. That's kind of what I
heard. He did lean to saying, you don't have a case unless you call Gates. That's pretty much what he's leading on. But the other interesting thing, don't forget, this jury sitting here, all defense has to show is get one person to just kind of go, don't forget, it's beyond a reasonable doubt is the standard. That is a very high standard. And just one person say, I have doubt, then guess who wins? Defense. It's going to be tough for the prosecutors to push it that far with all these conspiracy. If I'm defense lawyer, I am bringing up the conspiracy issue. I'm bringing up the fact that everybody's pleading and everyone's in the prosecutor and Mueller's back pocket. I'm going to bring up this is political. I'm bringing up this is a witch hunt. I'm bringing all that stuff up. And all you need is one person on that jury to say, you know what? I don't think this is the evidence is beyond a reasonable doubt, and you win.
You do and you don't, and I'll tell you why. Let's say there's, 12 people on this jury?
Yep, I believe so.
Okay.
I don't know the federal
okay,
court.
So let's assume it's 12 people on the jury, and one person sides with the defense and says no. And so they're hung. It's a hung jury. They can't unanimously come to an agreement, and the split is 11-1 for conviction, but you have one juror that's a holdout. The court in that situation would declare a mistrial, and the case could be retried.
That's correct.
All right. Now, the split is very important. Oftentimes, when there's a split, the court will say, without telling me which way the split goes, tell me what the split is.
Yes.
And so the jury would say, it's 11-1. They don't tell the court, but you know what? They wait outside. They sit around. They talk to the lawyers. Some juror is going to tell a lawyer, yeah, it was 10-2. Mm-hmm. It was 11-1 for conviction. Once the prosecution hears that, if it's an 11-1 split for conviction, they'll retry it. If it's 10-2, they'll retry it. The closer you get to, 6-6, or even if it goes the majority was going to vote to acquit versus convict, it gets harder to justify a re-prosecution. So that is where you're at. But the problem with retrying the case is now the evidence is out there. Now the public has heard it a lot, and it's more difficult to sit a jury that hasn't already heard
right.
what all the evidence is going to be and already made up their mind.
Well, I have one question for you. When you say that it's a hung jury, you're not talking physical attribute, right?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Did Denise just say something that Cal should have dumped?
I just want you to know that it appears that
Cal.
Chris Rodriguez.
Okay, the lighten the load, guys.
Chris Rodriguez is channeling himself through Denise.
What the
That's
heck?
Exactly
just
right.
Happened.
That just happened.
Look at Cal. Cal,
like,
can you believe what
invasion.
Just happened?
Here we are. We're talking about people in a. Been paneled in a jury, and Denise was talking about whether they have ropes around their necks.
Sure, or people being impaled by the jury.
But don't forget, Denise likes rooftops.
I'm sorry. I just had to lighten the load. It got too serious.
Well,
it got too serious. Let's have some fun now, guys.
I agree with you, Denise, but that's not your role in Radio Law Talk. That's the boys' role. You're the one that keeps us on the straight and narrow, and I can't believe you just threw us off the track.
My word.
I was on vacation last week. What can I say?
I'm alerting the media.
If we had 30 seconds left, I would just have Cal play music just to let it ride out. But we have 15 seconds left. We'll be right back, and who knows what we're going to talk about third hour. We have Case or No Case, third hour, coming up.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.